Some say it's a lot of trouble for too little fun. To others, the planning, the rules, the toting of all the required stuff is just all part of the experience of the annual pop-up picnic with a surprise location, Dîner en Blanc. The worldwide phenomenon has a 28-year history and has grown to include 70 cities. But it's not open to everyone. You have to be invited to buy tickets. Now, over the weekend, 1,500 people converged on the rooftop of the Hawaii Convention Center, and the party raged even as it started to rain. We're curious about what drives the planning, the psychology, and so much else behind Dîner en Blanc. Malie Moran is one of the event hosts, and she joins us now in our studio. Well, first of all, maybe I should say congratulations for having survived. That's a lot of planning to get it off the ground from your end.
Thank you so much, Beth Ann. We're very happy to have had our third annual over this past weekend.
But watching how this has grown in Honolulu, as we've watched it grow over, you know, almost three decades around the world and so many cities in different continents, that there seems to be a hunger in people for something that this uniquely offers. What is that something?
So I think it's a hunger of experience, of being a part of something that's so unique, and just the element of surprise and all of those things that when they come together, it just creates something that is truly indescribable, truly beautiful, and really when all of those parts come together as a whole, it's really such a unique phenomena.
28 years ago, this started in Paris, and it was just somewhat of a lark. You know, people dressing in white so they could find each other, brought together. How did that move from a sort of a whimsical idea into what we have seen happen over the last 28 years?
Yeah, so it originated when a gentleman named Mr. Pesquier traveled the world for several years, and he wanted to come together on his return and share his travels with friends and acquaintances. And because so many people wanted to come to this gathering, he said, let's go to a park nearby and dress in white to be recognizable to each other. And I think what touched me, one of the things that touched me so much, is that it's built on friendship and beauty and elegance and around sharing a meal together.
But a very specialized meal. I mean, you're not going to bring anything in there from, you know, Mickey D's or any place else. It's got to be very, very specific, elegant, crystal, flatware, china, nothing plastic, everything beautiful, and watching how people have a great deal of creativity in the way they set their tables, but all with that one sensibility of elegance.
It's true. It's we just are so amazed at the level of investment and participation that people put into this. And so even with the investment of the dinner that they create, you know, people spend a lot of time creating something elegant and amazing.
I mean, they're highly invested, and there's also an element of exclusivity about that, too. And some people have been very critical about that, saying that, you know, you have to have somebody who you know who went to invite you in. I mean, you would say that's probably the basis of friendship. But how else do you counter this when they say this is really something that really isn't open to everybody?
Well, you know, you can look at it two ways. And I mean, I guess in one sense, we're so excited that that many people in Honolulu have taken to the concept and want to come. And on the other hand, it's like we wish we could bring everyone, right? But we're just contained by our venue and by our production limits. And so we can grow the event little by little every year. But, you know, it's just at the end of the day, we can't take everyone. And we're just so happy that people love it and embrace it.
And clearly, though, this year, you went up by a quarter. I mean, you had 300 more people than you did last year. And the fact that people seem to have this real need for surprise and they're willing to invest so much time, effort, energy, and money into being able to do it, too. Well, we'll watch and see how this grows over next year. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Malie Moran is one of the hosts of Dîner en Blanc, Honolulu.